I will show thee that which is noted in the Scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince.
And having not read this Scripture, the stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner.
And the Scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And he was numbered with the transgressors.
And he began to say unto them, This day is this Scripture fulfilled in your ears. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the Scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?
If he call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken.
I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the Scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me.
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled.
They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots.
These things therefore the soldiers did.
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst.
For these things were done, that the Scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken.
And again another Scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced.
For as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
Men and brethren, this Scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus.
The place of the Scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth.
Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same Scripture, and preached unto him Jesus.
For what saith the Scripture?
Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew.
Wot ye not what the Scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying,
And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed.
But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture?
Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
For the Scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
If ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well.
And the Scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?
Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation,